Hey everyone, welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. I'm Deanna Butcher, and we are here to share with you some of the messages that I do receive from Spirit, because I sit down, I meditate, I do a lot of journaling. I'm asking Spirit, what do we need to know as a collective so that we can move on our spiritual journeys in a productive way where we feel that we are not limiting ourselves, or we can become our true authentic version of ourselves, and what that means and why it's so important. You know, this is probably my greatest question when I'm working with my clients, because a lot of you know I am a spiritual medium and have been doing this. Now, well, I've been a medium my whole life, but it really wasn't until I turned 30 that I realized, you know, I need something else out of my life. I wasn't balanced. There was a lot of chaos in my life at the time, and just a lot of anxiety, and even diagnosed with depression because I didn't understand the energy that I was experiencing. And I think, you know, other intuitives, mediums, healers, psychics, and even the just general population listening here today are going to resonate with that. You know, we go through those journeys and we question that. We don't understand the energy and we don't know why we're experiencing it. And, you know, when I turned 30, I started saying to God, you know, look, there's got to be something there for me. I don't know why I'm experiencing all of these things. Why are things in my life seemingly so difficult and so repetitively just kicking me in the butt each and every time, right? Like, it was this reoccurring cycle. And, you know, now I realize now that it was my energy, that I was picking up on other people's energies because I'm, you know, very empathic. So I think a lot of you there certainly are going to relate to that empathic energy and what that means for you when you're in public and dealing with family and children and just the chaos of everyone's normal day-to-day lives, right? We all kind of deal with that, whether you're, again, spiritually energized or not, right? And it really took these many, because I didn't believe it at first, right? I didn't believe that this was possible. I was my own biggest skeptic. And then I began to become rather upset, saying, look, my life is hard enough already. Now you're telling me I'm a medium and I talk to dead people? Like, what are you thinking? Why is this something positive for me? Like, I didn't know how to navigate through that. And that's really my basis of wanting to share with you, not just my story, because, you know, I've done thousands of readings now over the last few years, and there's really a common thing amongst each and every one of us, regardless of our life path and our journeys and the things we've experienced. It all comes back to this energy of finding ourselves and finding our purpose. And there's really no one hard answer to make it all right, but we all kind of get that, the same message. It's to tune into yourself and learn and utilize the tools that Spirit has for you and the plan that you wrote for yourself. And that's what I'm going to go into on this radio show with you guys each and every week, because it's so important for people to understand that these things that we are experiencing in our lives and in our spiritual journeys, we're not alone. But even though we may be going through some unique situations or unique transitions, or maybe you're finding you have some very incredible gifts or abilities, right? And you now find out about it because you're meditating, you're changing your lifestyle, you're learning about yourself and learning now what all of this means and what to do with it, I guess, is somewhat even the bigger question that I receive quite a bit in those readings. And so, you know, I really want to share those outcomes with you. So really today we're going to be talking about that very aspect of, well, what does it mean to find our authentic selves? How do we kind of find that? and really why is it important, right? Kind of answering all of those questions that everyone seems to ask. And how do you know when you've got it right? How do you know when you can begin to feel comfortable with who you are, and then what that means, and the shift of energy you can experience when you begin to understand that purpose? So, you know, I'm really excited to share this with you guys, and it's really something that, you know, I know is not only just important to you, but it certainly has been very important to me, and I really want to share that with you. So really, I guess first and foremost, we'll just take a dive into what it means to be our authentic selves, right? Because we can be happy in our lives, right? These spiritual journeys don't just come from chaos and destruction and abusive situations, and it's not all negative. We can live a very fulfilling life. We can be, you know, wealthy and have solid relationships and the right job and great kids. Everyone's healthy. But we can still be in that aspect of energy and saying, something is off. Something's missing, right? It's that longing for balance, for just something in your life that makes you feel home. And that home is that spiritual connection that we have with the universe, God, the creator, whatever that may be for you. Finding again, I guess, that authentic self and what that means, right? We want to look for our journey, and we want to find out who we are, what our purpose is. You know, again, we can be very happy, we may not be. And I say that because that's how my journey started, right? I was cursing the universe, God, spirit, whoever was I thought was out there listening, saying, you know, why are all these things happening to me? Why am I not happy? You know, what's going on here? Because I at that point in my life, I felt like I was done. I didn't know how to explain it. I just felt like if this was as good as it was going to get, that I didn't think that I could continue. And so it was a very low point in my life for me. And in those moments, spirit, God, whoever this is, connected with me in those moments and told me, no, that you have a purpose and your purpose is to heal others. And it was really difficult for me to handle at the time. And I share this as well because, you know, there are many others out there with similar situations where you feel that when we're in that deep place and that negative energy, we think, well, Jesus, I can't even help myself. How am I supposed to help others? What is this experience and why am I going through these things? And it took me a while to understand that. And I told the universe, spirit, God, well, then fine, show me, you know, show me a sign that you're at least there. Because I felt very alone. And, you know, despite having abundance of people and family around me, I still felt alone. And so they sent me a little link on Facebook. I was online one day and thinking, oh, you know, like it'd be so nice to go to get a massage or something. Like I just needed some alone time, time away from the kids. It had been like, you know, a long couple weeks. Everyone was cranky. And, you know, I needed some me time. And I hated massages before. I'd only been a couple of times and I didn't feel like I wanted anyone to touch me. And so I saw an advertisement for a Reiki session, and I had no idea what Reiki was. I didn't understand it even. Even reading the description, I was like, I don't know what this is. It says that it delivers energy, and I'll feel good, you know, I'll feel balanced, and it talked about the chakras and all that stuff, and I'm like, well, you know, if it's an hour that I can get away and I don't have to be, I can just be relaxed, perfect. So I booked it, didn't really know the person, and I booked it and I went. And it was the most incredible experience I've ever had in my life. And I feel, and I recommend this even to many people who are in this transition when they come to me or they, you know, go to another healer or a Reiki practitioner like I did. you know, that energy is like, well, I don't really know why I'm here, but I just feel like I'm supposed to receive something. It was spirit certainly guiding me to that. And I knew that there was a purpose. And much like when you come to my radio show, or you show up on my YouTube channel, or you book an appointment with me, or you see me in public, there's a reason why you see me, or there's a reason why you see another healer or a medium. We are delivered to you from spirit, from the universe, to say, okay, we heard your prayers, guys, and these people we're bringing into your life are going to help you. And my Reiki practitioner ended up being someone that I began to learn from. In that moment of that healing, an experience I will never forget. You know, again, I briefly just told you that, you know, I've been a medium my whole life, but didn't acknowledge that until I turned 30. And this Reiki session was shortly after my 30th birthday. And I went, and during the beginning part of the healing, I could feel her energy. And I didn't know why I could feel it. And it just felt good. It felt loving. I felt safe. I felt like I was opening up centers that I hadn't acknowledged before. In those moments, I began to see my loved ones on the other side. They came forward for me. And, you know, I have beautifully, blissfully, I have two very healthy boys. But before that, we'd been trying for some time, and I'd had four miscarriages before I had my sons. And during that time, I never allowed myself to grieve. I came out of each loss with problems, health issues, a lot of difficulties, aside from even the loss and the grieving and all of that. And really didn't have a lot of support at that time, so I kind of shut down. And I never grieved their losses individually or even as a collective. So here I am in this session, and my grandmothers come through, and they bring forward my four little ones. And I can't tell you how, even now I'm emotional about it. And I've told this story I don't know how many times to clients and to people. And it's just still, you know, I can't explain to you what happened that day. But I can tell you that I was supposed to be there, and I was supposed to acknowledge my abilities. And it scared the hell out of me. It did. Because I'm like, okay, you know, I now I'm a medium, and now I was then kind of upset with now having that responsibility too. And so I worked with spirit, you know, and it took me, you know, about 6 to 8 months of me trusting and believing in that experience. And I feel like, you know, and even talking again to others and to clients, so a lot of you are going to resonate with this as well, where we say we find out about these abilities, and then we're either afraid to open up that energy because you never know what you're going to get. Like, there's this feeling of being afraid of opening up to spirit and seeing what that means for you individually, right? Is it going to open up things from your past that you're not ready to deal with? Are you going to get more than you bargained for, right? I can tell you, spirit never gives you more than you can handle, okay? So know that. That's something that certainly, even through the series here, you know, we will be talking about. And then even going in depth into each of these little situations as well later on to share with you more about those things. But yeah, it when we're thinking about that transition of who we are, then spirit presents it to us. It says, here you go. Kind of like leaving it on the front lawn and then this seemingly walking away, and now you're having to deal with it. It can be difficult. It can be, you know, a little bit scary. It can be. But it's important to acknowledge and understand that there are people out there, myself included, so connect with me, right? That can help you through this journey and can help you understand the energy that you're feeling, right? Are you having panic attacks and anxiety? Are you not sleeping at all at night? And I mean, when I say at all, it's even beside from kids waking up in the night or health concerns or things like that. This is, are you getting 1, maybe 2 hours of sleep every night and you're functioning on that? Are you not able to fully function and be who you are? Are you experiencing a lot of memory loss? Are you experiencing this panic, this panicked feeling when spirit comes through you, through that empathic feeling, right? Are you taking on other people's energies? In the workplace especially is where I had a lot of experience, where if someone was having a really great day, then I was having a great day. But if someone was upset or going through something even in their personal lives, I would just seemingly know, have this feeling, and I would feel horrible. Like it, and it was just like I had to shut my door all the time to just deal with the energy. And at the time, I certainly didn't know that. But it just felt for me like I just had to close my door so that, because I couldn't take any more new energy. I couldn't take any more. And it was really affecting my ability to focus, really. So I had to work overtime mentally to compensate for that, right? A lot too, when you're kind of going through this journey is, you know, you experience, are you having a difficult time focusing on your tasks at hand? Have you been maybe diagnosed with attention deficit or something like that, where they're saying, okay, well, you know, you can't focus, you got all this extra energy, you're, you know, maybe you're acting out in anger because there's just so much energy, and then you just, it's too much, right? Now, that's also saying that, you know, there are people that are diagnosed with those difficulties. So it's not to take away from that. It's not to say that people with attention deficit are spiritual. You know what I'm saying? This is that we are diagnosed as this sometimes wrongfully, and especially depression, right? That was something that from the time I was 14 had been told and then been medicated off and on. And I kept taking myself off the medication all the time because it was just making everything more intense, extreme mood swings. It wasn't about hormonal imbalance, right? It was about spirit trying to talk to me and I couldn't function, right? The medication made me foggy in my mindset. It made me lethargic. I just wasn't myself. So when you're going through those things, I think those are some of the things that you can acknowledge and say, okay, now I'm becoming more aware of my energy. Now I can kind of put some aspect of saying, okay, well, maybe the anxiety that I'm feeling is considered normal in this situation. So now I can be less anxious about that, right? Because it's difficult to manage and to navigate through those anxieties when we're going through them at the time. But acknowledging and saying, okay, these are things that people like me go through. I can now begin to relax and say, okay, this is normal. I can breathe and I can work through that. And whatever this form is for you, if it's meditation, if it's finding, you know, those things that make your soul excited, which we're going to talk about in a moment. However it is you deal with that in that moment, and just even knowing that these things are normal and that there's nothing wrong with you, is the biggest asset that you can have for yourself on this journey. Because, you know, and I'm not saying that every medium or every intuitive has had a difficult go, but I can tell you 99%, and I'm being wholeheartedly honest when I say that, of those that I have met and I work with, you know, at these events and things that I do, there's an aspect of complete understanding. And, you know, you begin to share your story and they're like, oh, yeah, I went through that when I was like 12 through 30, right? Like, so you begin to acknowledge that you're not the only one that goes through those things, and that you can come out of that and have a meaningful future with your spirituality, your business, however you want to take care of that. You can come from a space where I once was kind of like, well, I can't even take care of myself. Like, how am I supposed to heal myself, let alone heal others? But I can tell you, when you begin to acknowledge that there's a shift happening within you, that you have purpose, that the universe is there for you, that your guides and angels are there for you, that your life is not happening to you, it's happening for you, and that the things in your life are there for you to learn from. They're there for you to, you know, in a lot of instances, and much like myself, it's so that then you can relate to people in the future when you are healing them. You can relate to those situations. You can say, yeah, I get what you're going through, and here's a support system because I've been through that myself, right? We also then learn that we have the free will and the ability to make those changes. So although we know and we begin to learn when we work with spirit that, you know, spirit says, wrote these stories for ourselves, and that'll be another episode that I do for you guys as well about learning about the stories we write for ourselves. So you'll have to stay tuned to get more information on that. But it's the understanding that although we have these difficulties in our lives, there's something we can learn from it. And it's all in how we react to these situations, right? It's all in how we decide from now on to view our past and how it's going to help us to heal and how it's going to help us to push through to a beautiful future. And, you know, there's a lot of healing that goes on in this process where it doesn't just come, you know, bang, one day you're a medium and then you're just out being who you are, right? Which is a beautiful thing. And we always hope for, but it doesn't always happen that way, right? And so not to feel that now you're a medium or you're an intuitive or you're a healer or you're a psychic, now you got to go out and help others. That's your mission, that now you have to do that. Because it's really overwhelming, and I can tell you that from experience, it can be really overwhelming. So when we're learning about our journeys and who we are and what that means, we're taking it one step at a time. And we write that contract with spirit and we say, okay, spirit, I'm acknowledging I have these abilities or these gifts or that I can see clearly now what I need. I need you to show it to me one step at a time, right? And focus on that and take things more slowly on your journey. Begin to put yourself out there and see who's doing what you're doing in your community. Right? Are there other mediums? Are there other healers? Talk to the person like I did. Talk to the person that maybe did your Reiki treatment or that offers acupuncture or whatever this is for you. Maybe it's aromatherapy. Maybe finding your authentic self is that you're woodworking or you're working with your hands. Maybe you are a singer and you want to be on a stage one day, right? This journey isn't just that we are doing this for healing, so we can heal others, right? Becoming a healer. That this spiritual journey is about just finding our authentic selves and giving the world what we share with the world, who we are. We share that with who we are. We make the world a better place with who we are and what we have to give. So if what you have to give is that you're an amazing gardener, well, maybe you share with the world and teach people about how to be maybe self-sustaining, or you teach them how to cook. Right? You're improving someone's life, right? And improving your own, doing something that you love and fulfilling your soul. So whatever that is for you, the beautiful thing is that when we begin to acknowledge that first we want change, right? It's kind of those steps that first we need to acknowledge that we want change and then we ask for it, right? So whether you manifest or you just simply pray and you ask spirit, say what, like it can be in frustration, right? Say, what is this for me? What am I supposed to be doing here? Then wait for them to deliver. Wait for those answers to come to you. Do you begin to acknowledge that there's happiness and joy? Because that's the thing, is you set that intention, you ask spirit, you're waiting for the answer. But in the meantime, you say, okay, I do want change. What is it that I want? You begin to put that energy in focus. You put that energy in motion. You say, okay, I'm going to think about this in a positive way. Instead of telling myself or listening to others around me that I can't do this, that I can't be who I want to be, that I'll never be on a stage, or I'll never be a medium because that doesn't exist, or all of these things that people tell you because they're afraid. You're going to find out who you are and what you want, and you're going to find your strength in that. So how do we find out what we want? Because that's, it's like a needle in a haystack trying to find out what makes you, you. And especially when we're coming from a negative place where, you know, maybe life has been rather tough for us. So we maybe don't have the opportunities to just explore or quit our jobs or, you know, leave that spouse right away. Whatever that may be for you, right? There's a transition that happens when we go from accepting past, healing, and moving into our future, right? So whatever that transition is for you, but you can sit and you can look at things. You begin to go through this really interesting mental transition. When you begin to tell the spirit, God, the universe, there's got to be something out there for me. You begin looking at the billboards. You begin looking at storefronts. You begin saying, well, what am I good at? What do I want to try? Do I want to pick up a paintbrush and start creating something? Do I want to, get my pilot's license and fly a plane, or, whatever this is, right? Do I want to take my savings and invest in myself and start a business that I've always wanted to do? I'm sick of working for other people. I want to work for myself. And whatever that is, we have many passions, no matter how big or small, and we can begin to give that energy. And we can say, okay, well, maybe I still need to work in my really shitty job for like another year. But in the meantime, my evenings and weekends or my time off or my holidays, I'm going to be researching where I want to be. Maybe I want to run a business, so I'm going to go visit one. Maybe I want to run a coffee shop, so I'm going to spend some time hanging out in the coffee shop, with my laptop, maybe writing a story or whatever this is. Like there's just, you can begin to get creative with this process. You begin to look at the world and the people are in it very differently. And it's a really cool transition. So even today, I challenge you, go home. As you're listening to this podcast, take a look, stop right now in this moment and look at the things around you and say, do I like that? Do I like that? Don't think about, well, that I hate, that I don't want to do, but say, look at that. Oh, that looks like a lot of fun. I wish I could learn to make that. Or I wish I had the confidence like that person to get up on that stage and sing. I sure love that artwork. Maybe I want to try painting or take a class. Or you find a poster and they're looking for volunteers to do something, right? In those moments, you're going to notice those things. And that's when your opportunities are going to come for you. Because when we're in this energy of, maybe some negative energy, or we're not focused, we're not looking at what we want out of life, we're not focusing on that change yet, we're not noticing those posters, we're not noticing the park beside us, we're not noticing the people around us, we're focused on ourselves. And so when we can begin to lift our head, keep our ears to the heavens, listening for those messages that come, but paying attention to our surroundings. So what do you see? And give yourself that challenge and saying, okay, Yeah, maybe I'm going to grocery shop, but let's walk down the mall. Is there someone with a kiosk that's new that I've never noticed before? Does, the music store have an open mic night coming up? Or I'm going to go get my coffee from somewhere new this time. Are they taking on artists? I love to sew. Is there someone who's looking for costumes for a production? Like there's so many things, so many opportunities that you will begin to notice that are around you, even if they're not for you. So say like myself, I love to sew, but I'm not going to sew clothing for someone else. But I begin to see those opportunities so I can say, okay, well, I saw that thing for sewing and, I can't sing. Bless my heart, I love to sing, but I can't sing. But then I see the open mic night and I see all these things. And then not only do I see things, I recognize opportunities and I begin to say, well, Jesus, I just walked 10 minutes. And in that 10 minutes, I noticed 10 or 15 opportunities. Maybe they're not for me, but I noticed those opportunities. So now I'm going to be fine tuning myself a little more and saying, I'm going to be on the hunt now. I'm going to be reading all these posters. I'm going to tune into my community. I'm going to join, find a blogger out there that has the same interests that I do. I'm going to listen to, and follow these podcasts. I'm going to learn how to do these things. Put myself out there. Maybe on Facebook, there's support groups or projects that need to be done in your community that you want to volunteer on. There's so many things. So you will, on one of those walks, find your opportunity. And I can guarantee you that you're going to find your opportunities when you make that your soul's mission to do that. You have the mindset and you're positive and you're saying, oh, wow, I can't believe these things exist in my community. This whole time I thought this place is a boring place to live in, but yet you realize now how beautiful it is, right? Do you love gardening? But maybe you live in an apartment and you can't do that, or you grow some things on your balcony, but you want something more. Maybe on this walk, you find out that they've got a community garden just around the block from you in the park. Maybe you didn't know about that, but you do now because you opened up your mindset and saw that, right? So we're seeing these opportunities around us, and then we begin to communicate with people. So say at that community garden or the open mic night, we meet people there. Even if you're not a terribly social person, you still meet people there. And they can say, oh, you know what? I was to this open mic night like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and this person are starting out. And then you're like, well, you know what? There's a reason they told me that. I'm going to look them up. I'm maybe going to, you know, pop them, you know, tweet them out or talk to them on Facebook, send them a message and saying, you know what? This is something I really want to get into. Can you talk to me a little bit about who you are and how you got to this point? And those are the types of energies you want to work with and that you really want to make a part of your day. And not only is it going to change your mindset, it's going to fuel your soul because you're doing something for you that costs you nothing, right? We can all have this opportunity. We can start taking ownership and taking control over our energy and our opportunities, right? So we have that energy, and then we're going to now put it to use. Well, what does that mean? So again, I'm going to maybe make myself present, and maybe I'm going to go out that Friday night and listen to this person. I want to start following them on social media, get to know them, find out where they're going and how they got started. So then my soul says, that makes me happy. Yeah, I can see myself doing that. So I can't connect with them. And then maybe I'm going to spend some time fine-tuning that for myself, finding my groove, finding out who I am, so that a year from now, I'm on that stage. Or a year from now, I'm doing these projects, or I'm volunteering, or I'm doing these things. Maybe it doesn't take you a year. Maybe it takes you 6 months. Maybe next month, you've already got yourself an idea of what you're going to do. So whatever this is, but it's giving you something to look forward to. It's giving you something that's happy, right? So even if we're not so happy in our workplace, we still have things in our life that make us happy. Then you begin to do these things, and maybe you're on a stage and you're doing that more and more. Maybe you get to the point where not only is it open mic night, but now someone's maybe seen you and they're paying you now to do something for them or to, you know, play at one of their events. Or maybe you're coming back to the place, but now they don't want you to open mic night. They're going to give you your own spotlight. We're going to sell some tickets. We're going to do these things. When you put that energy into the universe, you're going to start getting that energy from people, and it'll be financially abundant. It will be spiritually enlightening, and people are going to recognize you for who you are in the energy, and that makes you feel amazing. People begin to see you as someone who's really happy, and maybe they don't understand that you're on this journey, but they see that you've been on a transition. And they're like, you know what? Whatever you're doing, I want some because I want in on that. What is it that you're doing? You know, is it, you know, that now you're focusing on yourself and just the weight's coming off? Or is it that you're really happy and maybe you got a promotion then because your energy shifted, right? You're being noticed now. You're not just the person in the back with the door closed because you can't hear, you can't take the energy. But now instead, you've taken the door off your office and you're talking to everyone. You're acknowledging your place there. And people begin to see you, begin to acknowledge you. And they say, you know what? I've got someone perfect for that job. You go talk to that person and you're going to get what you need, right? And that who they're going to need is you, right? And so beginning to open up those opportunities, but then seeing it and knowing it to be true is also really important, right? We can set ourselves out there. But if we say, well, yeah, I really don't think this is going to happen, but I'll go anyway. What we think we become, right? You hear us all say that. And I've been teaching that. I taught that in my January's course on manifesting a new year. And it's really just this beautiful opportunity. But you have to have your mindset, right? Because you know God doesn't help those who don't help themselves, right? So we can begin to just help ourselves. Maybe we can't contribute financially or we can't make big decisions like, you know, quitting our jobs, but we can change our mindset. We can say, you know what, I am deserving of being happy. You know what, I deserve to be on a stage if that's where I want to be. And I can be that person. When you begin to acknowledge your energy and fuel your soul, what makes your soul happy, and you feel happy, you feel that, you know, yeah, I'm going to go to work, but when I'm on that stage in the evening, when I'm singing for this crowd, that is me. This, I feel me right now. That is the moment when you know you have found your soul's purpose. You found your soul's mission in life and you are happy. Doesn't mean that life is perfect, but you're happy. And when you're happy and in those moments, so then that way when, you know, when life happens, because life still happens, whether you're on a spiritual journey or not, life happens. But you know what? When life happens, I have the energy to deal with it. Two, I have the mindset and the positivity now. I began living my mantra every day I wake up and I'm grateful for 6 things in my life that day. And then I'm going to say, I'm going to see the opportunities around me, right? So we're creating positive thoughts everywhere we go. Then who we become is a positive person. So that way when things, you know, we hit the fan, you're like, okay, cool, I got this. I'm going to clean this up, taking care of it, bam, done. Life's not over here. But it's really hard to manage, right? When we're in this mindset, maybe now, maybe this is where some of you are, is that it's difficult to see the positivity. We're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. We're always waiting for something bad to happen. You know, or even we're thinking that maybe we're not deserving of being happy. Maybe we don't deserve all of this. You know, there's a reason why all these things happen to me. God must be smiting me. I'm being punished for myself and for past life problems. I'm being punished. Well, no. And those are the things that healers and mediums, myself, and certainly myself, can help you with, right? So there's people around that can help you with that, but we're certainly not being punished. And we begin to understand that we can experience something really beautiful in our lives when we change that mindset. So we're going through this journey, thinking positively, we're waiting for opportunities to come. Then we got the opportunities. We feel in our hearts that we are happy. Now we're putting that in motion. And you know what? Maybe this was the stepping stone to making you happy. And then you discover, you know what? I really love doing this, but I really want to try this now too. So then you make the shift and you do that too. Or you do this now, right? Whatever this may be, you grow and you evolve. And the more that you begin to put yourself out there and you grow and you take that next step, soon you'll find that you'll be just running up that flight of stairs, taking one step after step after step without fear. And it's really beautiful to be in that space where you can say, this is who I am. I'm happy with that. And I know that there's going to be opportunities for me out there. And I'm not going to be afraid to step outside of my comfort zone to be who I am. I'm not going to be afraid to show the world who I am. And especially if you're an intuitive or a medium or you're someone, maybe you're starting out on your journey and the people around you, and it could be religious beliefs, spirit, you know, social beliefs, thinking that it's maybe not of the norm, right? So how do we navigate that? So now we find our place and we know who we are and we're happy, but now we got to share that with others. So that's really a beautiful thing, because when we can get to that point, we've spent this year, say, we've spent this year figuring out who we are, working out all the kinks, we've healed, or for the most part, you know, healing takes time. But we're going through all of these things and we're saying, you know, okay, this is who I am and I'm confident with myself, so I'm going to start sharing that with others. Well, maybe you feel you can't talk to your parents or your loved ones or, you know, your spouse maybe at times. Or your neighbors, or you feel like you can't share this with your coworkers. Well, what you can do is say, okay, this is who I am. I've spent some time researching, learning from other people how they got started. I'm going to talk to them first. I'm going to get in with their circle of people. I'm going to find my people. So again, whether they're performers or actors or artists, or maybe they're mediums and psychics and intuitives like myself, and you begin doing those events. You create your energy in these places. You become known in those places. So it doesn't matter if your community or your hometown or your family knows. You're out there doing something that brings you joy and happiness. And you have a community of people around you there that love and support you. And that you grow, you know, your knowledge about your topic of whatever you're doing. You begin to fine-tune that a little more. And then when you do, say, talk to people that maybe otherwise wouldn't get it, because some people are going to be really easy, right? If you know you've got a support system and you come out and you tell them, they're going to be happy as punch. And most of the time, they're going to be very happy for you that you are just happy. They may not understand that you're a medium and you talk to the dead, but they're going to say, cool, I could really see how you help people. And that's really cool. And they're going to start asking you questions. They may not fully understand it, or, you know, maybe they have a belief system that doesn't incorporate that. That's okay. And then also, I guess even too, understanding that not everyone's going to understand and be okay with that, so that you're not feeling neglected or you're not feeling loved or you're not feeling supported, right? Because some people just aren't going to understand, and that's okay. And that's why I think it's so important that we have the support system with our, you know, our community of mediums or artists, whatever this is for you, that we start that community. Because even if there's like maybe a handful of people, you know, in our community or our workplace or what have you that don't understand, I've got 70 other people that do, right? It's kind of, it outweighs that energy. So I'm going to spend more time in that community with my people, in that sector than I will if I'm stuck here trying to learn how to be me, right? And that's the biggest thing. And that's really even how I myself got started. I'm from Cold Lake, Alberta, in northern Alberta. And beautiful place. And there now have become, you know, it's almost a little more mainstream here, right? There's a lot of Reiki practitioners, a lot of healers, energy workers. There's a few of us, mediums and intuitives. And when I kind of came out to myself, and I didn't even know there were other mediums in town because no one talked about it. And I did not know. I couldn't even search for people initially. And now that I know who they are, now it's easier to find them on social media. But that's almost the thing too, is that we almost protect ourselves. And even with my YouTube channel, I went by Divine D, because I didn't want family or certain family to find out right away. I wanted to be able to be me first, and then I could share that with people who maybe otherwise wouldn't understand. So that helped me. But then it also, then you grow. And when you're ready to get rid of that Divine D and you become Deanna Butcher, spiritual medium, you don't even have to have the title. It's not about the title, but it's about you living in your space and being who you are and what makes you happy. So maybe it's, I'm, you know, Sally Smith, and I'm an artist, and this is what I do full time. You can own that and be confident in yourself to do those things. And it really is a beautiful thing. It really, really is. And having your people and having that community is really important. And like any transition in life, you want to be supported. And these people that are around you and you surround yourself with, it continues to grow, right? Because you do these markets or you do these psychic fairs or all of these things, and you kind of get to know your little group of people. But then every time you meet, you know, 10 or 20 new people, and then plus all the people, the clients that come to you, right? So not only is it a great way to network, thinking about this on a business sense, not only is it a great way to network and meet people and get your client list, then you can come out with your full business and it's fully stocked with clients. You have people that you can reference when you're saying, well, yeah, you know what? I'm a medium and this is what I do. This is where I go. These are the people that, you know, I work with. And then it kind of becomes this normal thing where people are saying, oh, okay, that is cool. Clearly you've been doing this. You know that this is something that you need, want, and desire for your journey. And I support that, right? And so you're going to find that it's a little less scary for some than you think, right? it's about getting over the stigma. And I think a lot of that just comes again from positive thinking, finding your people, and even asking them how they managed that journey, right? That was the biggest help for me was, asking other mediums, well, okay, so this is what you do. You've been doing this for 40 or 50 years. Some were doing it for 10 years. How did you do this? And you learn from that, right? You take from that their experiences and you can begin to learn from that. And that's why I love the radio show. I love the YouTube channel. I love the collaborations between people because I think empowerment's the biggest thing, right? And acknowledging that you can't get to the place where you want to be by yourself. This is not a journey you take alone. This is a journey that you explore with others, and it's just really, really radiant for you when you can acknowledge that. And you're going to see then when you get to that point, you're going to be able to stop and look, see how far you've come. You're going to say, wow, year ago, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, that's where I was. And now I'm in a place where I can be me, I have a voice. People come to me when they need me, and I'm capable of helping them, right? Like it's such a mind shift and such a shift in the journey when we can begin to experience those things. Really, really beautiful. And I think that this is a good point, I think, to leave on for this session. And we can continue on with this and talk about this more because I want to hear from you guys. Pop it in the comments. Send me an email, divinereadingsbyd.com. That's Divine, readingsby, just the letter D, at gmail.com. Again, pop it in the comments below here as well. Subscribe to the channel so you don't miss out on the next ones. Share with me your journey. Ask me questions. And those are things that I can highlight on the next shows. And I want to hear all about the steps you're taking. What did you in that moment notice around you as opportunities? What are you going to notice now on your way home from work or on your way to school tomorrow or on your journey, on your walk downtown tomorrow? What are you noticing? Making that a point. What energy shifts have you taken? What steps have you taken today to put yourself on a different positive mindset and journey? So share that with me. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you guys so very much. Beautiful first session. Thank you so much for joining me. And many, many blessings today and always for you guys. Take care.